Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Owendorf. This is Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Glad to have you here today. Thanks for taking a little time out of your busy weekend to spend it with me. And it's going to be a fun show today, our own unique celebration of Valentine's Day. Now, as you probably know, every week on this show, we have lots of songs of love and romance. So we don't really need to do anything special from that aspect. So it's become a tradition here on the show to celebrate Valentine's with a bunch of silly, goofy, and twisted love songs, and some that are just downright creepy. But we're going to have a good time with it. And oh yes, we will have the countdown. And today it comes from the second weekend of February in 1961. So that's what awaits us, and if you're ready, let's go.
Seems like old times being here with you.
And we're off and running on this week's Seems Like Old Times. And on the music charts this week in 1961, Bobby Darin was making his debut with Lazy River.
Up Lazy River by the old mill run. Lazy River in the noonday sun. Linger a while in the shade of tree. Throw away your troubles, dream with me. Up Lazy River where the robin sung. Wakes the morning, we roll along, maybe blue skies above. Everyone's in love. Up the Lazy River, how happy we'll be. Up the Lazy River with me.
Up the Lazy River. Dream a dream of me.
Up the Lazy River, where the robin song
wakes a bright new morning, where we can roll along. There may be blue skies up above, but as long as we're in love, there will be a Lazy River. How happy we could be.
Darin on his way up the Lazy River to a peak of number 14 here in February of 1961. And in today's spotlight year, the United States population stands at 183 million, and the life expectancy is now 70 years. And leading our country now is John Kennedy. Lyndon Johnson is the vice president. They took office a few weeks ago, so that meant saying goodbye to Dwight Eisenhower. And on January 17th, Ike gave the nation his farewell address, and in it, a warning about the future.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
Now, after leaving the White House, Ike went on a 10-day southern vacation, and this week is going to Palm Desert, California. But this past week, he was snowed in at his home in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, as were most of the people along the East Coast. but Ike did get in a working day at his new office on the Gettysburg College campus, and he still has a headquarters in Washington, where mail still comes in at the rate of 1,900 pieces a day. And back on the music scene, it's another new record on this week's chart. It's Brooke Benton and Think Twice.
Think twice before you answer. Think twice before you say yes. I'm asking you if you love me true, 'cause it means my happiness. Take your time and think it over. Think twice, then let me know if you don't feel that your love is real. Tell me, although you'll hurt me so. Funny how a word can mean everything. That's why I want you to talk to me, to hear you say my name. I'd do anything, only you can decide what my future will be. Think twice before you answer. Think twice. Whatever you do, a love as strong as mine can stand the test of time. So think twice of the one who loves you.
Brooke Benton and Think Twice, debuting on the charts this week and on its way up to number 11. Also on today's show, we're celebrating Valentine's Day. That's just a gentle reminder for the guys out there. But here we're celebrating with our own brand of love songs. And first, we'll set a romantic mood with the distinguished and debonair Spike Jonze.
Oh, what delight to be given the right to be carefree and gay once again. No longer slinking, respectably drinking like civilized ladies and men.
No longer need we miss a charming scene like this in some secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delight. Chat, this and that, and cocktails for two as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go really, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete the plan that all began with cocktails for two. Little blue, any afternoon at five.
Monday at five.
We'll be so glad we're both alive.
We'll be so glad we're alive.
Then maybe fortune will complete
her plan that all began with cocktails for two.
Birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. In Spain the best upper sets do it, Lithuanians and let's do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. The Dutch in old Amsterdam do it, not to mention the Finns, folks in Siam do it. Think of Siamese twins, some Argentines without means do it. People say in Boston beans do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Romantic sponges, they say, do it. Oysters down in Oyster Bay, do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Cold Cape Cod clams, against their wish, do it. Even lazy jellyfish, do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Electric eels, I might add, do it, though it shocks them, I know. Why ask if shall do it? Waiter, bring me shad roe in shallow shoals. English souls do it. Goldfish in the privacy of bowls do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Let's fall in love. Let's.
From 1953, Eartha Kitt, Let's Do It, accompanied by the Henri René Orchestra. And before that, a 1945 million-selling novelty record for Spike Jonze and his City Slickers, Cocktails for Two, with vocalist Carl Grayson. We're celebrating Valentine's our own special way on today's Seems Like Old Times. We're flashing back to 1961 on today's Seems Like Old Times. And this year, the average income is about $5,300 per year. Buying a new house? Well, the average cost is around $12,500. Down at the grocery store, a gallon of milk is about a dollar, 20 cents for a loaf of bread. Eggs are going for 30 cents a dozen and bacon for 67 cents a pound. And new at the market in the fruit section are Granny Smith apples. They've been imported from New Zealand to fill in during the summer months when there aren't as many American-grown apples available. Oh, and on your trip to the grocery store, pick up some Jell-O. Because I saw this commercial they're running on TV.
Hiya, fellas. How's the Jell-O coming?
Okay, Dave.
What's yours, Simon?
Black cherry Jell-O with ice cream on top.
Good. Theodore?
Red Jell-O with marshmallows in it.
Great idea. Alvin? Alvin?
I made orange pineapple Jell-O with a hot dog in it.
A hot dog? No, think of something else. Something everybody would love in Jell-O. Something really great.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'll rehearse the commercial. Friends, presenting the chipmunks in What's for Dessert, a play about wonderful new ways to eat Jell-O. What's going on there?
Presenting Jell-O with Alvin in it.
Jell-O with Alvin in it. I've never had chipmunk-flavored Jell-O. I bet it's good. David Seville and the Chipmunks pitching Jell-O here in 1961. And back to the countdown this weekend, and even though this one's moving down the charts, it's still a big hit for Floyd Kramer, Last Date. Floyd Kramer was a well-known session pianist in Nashville, and he helped develop what was called the Nashville Sound in the late 50s. But he was a virtual unknown to the public at large until he released Last Date. It was a million-selling record, and here in February was coming down the charts after a four-week stay at number two. And speaking of dates, there'll be lots of those this week for Valentine's Day. Hope it's as much fun for you as it is for this couple.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Yes.
It's a cozy table, isn't it?
And champagne, my dear.
Delicious.
You like it?
Delicious.
I like it too. Yes, I do like it.
Delicious.
Yes, it is. You want some more?
Delicious.
I knew you'd like it. You always.
Delicious.
Oh, have some more. Get the waiter in. Hombre.
Delicious.
I'll put on the paper hat. Oh, get out the lamp. I even like the cork. Waiter, more. Oh, keep pouring it. Oh, this is every night, New Year's Eve. You got it, Mary. Oh, every night we're going to do this. I don't care. Lose the job, everything. What are you going to do? Oh, it's coming too.
I think we need to cut them off. Delicious, Jim Backus and Friend. And the friend was Phyllis Diller, recorded in 1958. Hey, and how about this couple?
John. Marcia. John. Marcia. John. Marcia. John. Marcia. John. Marcia. John. Marcia. John. John. Marcia. Oh, John. Marcia. John. Marcia. Marcia. John. Marcia. John. Marcia. Oh, Marcia, Marcia. John, John. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. John, John, John. Marcia, 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 Marcia. John, 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 John. Marcia. John. Marcia.
John and Marcia. Actually, just one person, Stan Freberg, doing both voices from 1951. And when you get together with your significant other on Valentine's Day, it might be fun to reminisce about your first date.
We met at 9.
We met at 8.
I was on time.
No, you were late.
Yes, I remember it well. We dined with friends.
We dined alone.
A tenor sang.
A baritone.
I remember it well. That dazzling April moon.
There was none that night, and the month was June.
That's right, that's right.
It warms my heart to know that you remember still the way you do.
Oh, yes, I remember. Well, how often I've thought of that Friday
Monday
night when we had our last rendezvous. And somehow I foolishly wondered if you might by some chance be thinking of it too. That carriage ride.
You walked me home.
You lost a glove.
I lost a comb.
Yes. Remember it well. That brilliant sky.
We had some rain.
Those Russian songs.
From sunny Spain.
Yeah. I remember it well. You wore a gown of gold.
I was all in blue.
Am I getting old?
Oh, no. Not you. How strong you were. How young and gay. A prince of love in every way.
I remember it well.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our second finalist, we bring you Miss Esther Anderson and Ted.
To us.
No, to you.
To us.
To you.
You know, imagine us being here together again after all of these years. Seems like only yesterday.
Oh, I remember. Where was it?
Down by the old mill. Stream.
It wasn't a stream, it was a lagoon. Goon.
Where I first met you.
That wasn't me, that was my sister Elizabeth.
And your eyes so blue.
They wasn't blue, they were brown.
How'd you like two black ones? Dressed in gingham, too.
That was polyester, sucker.
Yeah, polyester, that's you. Half woman and half parrot.
It was there I knew.
You don't know nothing.
That I love you true.
I gotta throw up.
I was 16.
That was your shoe size.
Your village queen.
Queen Kong.
Down by the old mill street.
From an episode of Sanford and Son, Red Fox and LaWanda Page, down by the old mill stream. And from the motion picture Gigi, I Remember It Well, Marie Chevalier and Hermione Gingold, as we're doing Valentine's Day our way on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today we're looking back 64 years to February of 1961, and nearly 90% of homes in the United States now have a television. And on TV, Norma Zimmer has become the champagne lady on The Lawrence Welk Show. And keep Lawrence Welk in mind, he's going to come up a little bit later on. And some debuts this year, The Flintstones, basically an animated version of The Honeymooners on ABC, and would finish 18th in the ratings. Fred McMurray was now on the small screen, starring in My Three Sons, the theme you hear in the background. It was also on ABC and finished 13th.
Hey, what are you doing cleaning out the fireplace? That's Mike's chore.
A whole house could be full of ashes, and he'd find some darned excuse for not doing it. So it's easier to do it myself.
I don't know what's the matter with those guys. Chip didn't put his milk bottles out this morning. Robbie hasn't cleaned the garage in a week. Hey, what's this? To Dad from the boys. It's not Father's Day or my birthday.
No. It's be good to Dad so we get a raise in our allowance day.
They finally got around to it, huh? You know, if I've asked them once, I've asked them 1,000 times to stop talking about a raise in their allowances and to put the request down on paper in a businesslike way. Then we could discuss it. They want their allowances doubled. But they must be kidding.
Well, if they're kidding, that's the only thing they're doing around here. They're sure not doing any of their chores.
They want a trampoline in the backyard?
Yeah, they say they need that for off-duty relaxation.
You mean they want to relax from the work they're not doing?
In the top 10 rated TV shows this year, The Jack Benny Show at number 10, The Price is Right, number 9, 8th place, The Untouchables, Candid Camera was 7th, Rawhide was 6th, The Real McCoy's 5th, The Andy Griffith Show in its first season came in number 4 in the ratings, and more westerns at the top Have Gun Will Travel, number 3, Wagon Train, number 2, and the top-ranked show of the year, Gunsmoke. And back on the music charts, Etta James has taken a song that was a hit 20 years earlier for Glenn Miller's orchestra and has turned it into an R&B smash, At Last.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over, and life is like a song. Oh, yeah, yeah, at last. The skies above are blue. My heart was wrapped up in clover. The night I looked at you, I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I
That's Etta James, At Last. That got as high as number 2 on the Rhythm and Blues charts, but only made it to number 47 on the Hot 100. Now that was a nice romantic song, one perfect for Valentine's Day. But in our salute to that special day, our songs are a little bit different. These next two numbers, for example, show us how frustrating the game of love can be.
You're a darling, you're an angel, and I love ya. But you always get me steamed somehow. You just gotta stop before I blow my top.
One of these days, pow!
On our honeymoon, I took you to Niagara, and it ended in a great big row. Oh, you did me wrong, you brought your ma along.
One of these days, pow!
When my shirts need a button, where are you? When my socks get holy, what do you do? When I come home hungry and upset, a cold dinner and an argument is all I ever get. Though you tell me that you positively love me, maybe I don't understand somehow. Though I'm 6 foot tall, you make me feel so small.
One of these days, one of these days, pow!
When my shirts need a button, where are you? When my socks get holy, what do you do? When I come home hungry and upset, a cold dinner and an argument is all I ever get. Though you tell me that you positively love me, maybe I don't understand somehow. Though I'm 6 foot tall, you make me feel so small.
One of these days, one of these days, pow right in the kisser. One of these days, one of these days, pow!
Ralph.
Baby, you're the greatest.
From the Hotel Sheets in downtown Plunkettville, the Cumbigan Broadcasting Company presents the music of Pete DeAngelis and his loyal Plunkettvillevanian. Here in the beautiful gold, yellow, copper, steel, iron ballroom of the Hotel Sheets in downtown Plunkettville, overlooking the uptown section of downtown Pottstown. Stay with us, won't you, and enjoy the sweetest music this side of the Monongahela River. 1 mile high, 2 1/2 blocks from the center of old New Orleans. Ah, there's gaiety, merriment, and dancing in the Hotel Sheets nightly. Now, to get things underway, Pete and his loyal banditos play a medley of old standard favorites, commencing with Your Red Scarf Matches Your Eyes, Close Cover Before Striking, Your Father Had the Ship Fitter Blues, and Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. This beautiful picture and lovely lyric portrayed vocally by Dickie Ryan.
Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the ship fitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the ship fitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for I dined, but I dined all alone. You burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for I dined, but I dined all alone. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the ship there. Loving you has made me bananas.
Impressionist Guy Marks, a great parody of some of the old sweet bands. And Loving You Has Made Me Bananas, from 1968. And before that, Jackie Gleason. Now, as far as the great one being connected to the music industry, you'd know him as an orchestra leader and his many easy listening albums. But that was a novelty record in his Ralph Cramden role. And One of These Days... It's a Twisted Valentine's on Seems Like Old Times. It's February 1961 on today's Seems Like Old Times, and on the countdown this week at number 35, the theme from The Magnificent Seven by Al Kiola. Magnificent Seven from Al Kiola. He was one of the top studio musicians in New York and had some minor success in the 50s as a solo performer. But he became popular with covers of TV and movie theme songs, including that one, The Magnificent Seven. Right now, we're heading to Broadway to see what was playing on stage this weekend in 1961. Plenty of choices. We'll start with the dramas, including Toys in the Attic, Jason Robards, Maureen Stapleton, Irene Wirth, and Ann Revere. There was Best Man with Melvin Douglas. A Taste of Honey starred Angela Lansbury and Joan Plowright. There was Beckett with Laurence Olivier, also Anthony Quinn. Advise and Consent, all-star cast there, Ed Begley, Henry Jones, Richard Kiley, Kevin McCarthy, Chester Morris. Also in production, All the Way Home with Colleen Dewhurst. And Rhinoceros with Zero Mostel and Eli Wallach. For laughs, there was Henry Fonda in Critics' Choice. And for stand-up, there was An Evening with Mike Nichols and Elaine May. And then to the musicals, Dick Van Dyke and Cheetah Rivera starred in Bye Bye Birdie. There was Irma LaDouche, featuring Elizabeth Seal and Keith Michael. Lucille Ball was starring in Wildcat. There was Do Re Mi with Phil Silvers and Nancy Walker. And also, Lerner and Lowe's Camelot. It featured a strong cast, including Robert Goulet in his Broadway debut, Roddy McDowall, Julie Andrews, and playing King Arthur, Richard Burton.
It's true. It's true. The Crown has made it clear. The climate must be perfect all the year. A law was made a distant moon ago here. July and August cannot be too hot. And there's a legal limit to the snow here in Camelot. The winter is forbidden till December, and exits March the 2nd on the dot. By order, summer lingers through September in Camelot. 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 I know it sounds a bit bizarre, but in Camelot, Camelot, that's how conditions are. The rain may never fall till after sundown. By 8, the morning fog must disappear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot. Gives a person pause. But in Camelot, Camelot, those are the legal laws. The snow may never slush upon the hillside. By 9 p.m. the moonlight must appear. In short, there's simply not a more congenial spot for happily ever aftering than here in Camelot.
Richard Burton won a Tony for his role as King Arthur in Camelot. It was playing on Broadway this weekend in 1961. Now, I mentioned that also in production was the comedy program An Evening with Mike Nichols and Elaine May. Well, we've got a good one from them that ties in nicely to our wacky Valentine's theme today.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Gauze.
Gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
A little more gauze.
We don't have any more gauze.
That's all the gauze?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. We had a small roll of gauze.
Give me a sponge.
Sponge.
Clamp.
You have the clamp.
Suture.
We have a suture.
Edith.
Yes?
I love you.
Please, please.
Sponge.
You have the sponge.
Give me another sponge. I want
you
two
have
sponges.
All the sponges.
I have two sponges.
We only had two sponges.
This is terrible when we wrangle this way.
But
why do you avoid me?
We have two sponges.
Why do you avoid me in the halls?
I don't avoid you in the halls.
You turned your back at the coffee machine.
I didn't turn my back.
You deliberately turned your back.
Excuse me, the oxygen is failing.
Edith, don't change the subject.
But it's failing.
Well, turn it up.
Well, I'm trying to.
Is there somebody else?
Is there something you'd like? A suture, a sponge, something?
Is there somebody else?
I don't care to discuss it now,
thank
you.
It's Pinsky, isn't it?
I don't care to talk about it.
I saw you in the cafeteria,
Pinsky. I just don't care to talk about it, Dr. Harris. Now, would you like anything else? Otherwise, I'd like to go.
Go in the middle of an operation?
Well, I have nothing else to hand you. You've got it all in the patient.
Edith, what have I done to hurt you this way?
You haven't done anything to hurt me. I just wish you wouldn't badger me.
Badger you?
I need time to think. I told you that before.
I don't know you like this. You're cold. You're diffident.
Because you badger me.
I haven't badgered you.
You're only making me run away.
Is it badgering you to tell you I love you? Is that badgering you?
Please do not tell me over and over in the cafeteria and in operations.
All right, I'm sorry. Give me a needle.
Needle.
Thread.
Would you like me to thread the needle?
I don't even know what I'm doing. Yes, thread it, please.
All right. Catgut?
Yes.
Cheer up. Come on, I have a little joke for you. Knock, knock.
Oh.
Come on. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Catgut.
Catgut who?
Catgut your tongue? Oh, come on.
Edith, why are you torturing me?
I'm not. I was trying to cheer you up.
Well, there's only one way you can cheer me up, and that's to say yes.
Please, please, Dr. Harris, not now. This is how you drive me away every time.
Put your finger on this knot, please.
All right, but don't do anything funny.
I'm not doing anything funny. I'm sewing up the patient. Now it's you who starts these things.
All right, all right.
Oh, I do love you so.
Oh, please, please, let go of my finger. I knew you were going to do this.
Please, no, don't pull back. I love you. I love you.
Let go of my finger.
Don't pull back. You're pulling the stitch.
Please, Dr. Harris, stop.
Edith, it is Pinsky, isn't it?
I don't want to talk about it now,
it's
please.
It's very important to me to know whether it's Pinsky or not.
Give me time to check. Now the oxygen is failing again.
Let it fail. I'm sick of this torture.
Please sew, Dr. Harris. Everyone is looking at you.
I'm not going to finish this operation unless you say yes.
Dr. Harris, you're being impossible.
I'm not going to finish this operation unless you say yes, Edith.
Dr. Harris, this patient will die.
I've been tortured long enough. Yes or no? Which is it going to be?
This is absolute blackmail.
I don't care. I don't care what length I go to anymore. All is fair and all that.
Dr. Harris, you're a doctor. A doctor. Doesn't that mean anything to you,
yes,
a surgeon?
I'm a doctor, Edith, but I'm a man also, and I will not go on with this operation until you give me your answer, and it better be yes.
I have no choice. Yes.
All right, then. Clamp, darling.
The wonderful improvisation of Mike Nichols and Elaine May, A Little More Gauze. A recording from 1962. And that will close the book on hour one of today's show. We'll see you after the break right here on Seems Like Old Times.